great, great living legend, Mavis Staples. She's going to be at the Nelsonville Music Festival. And if you're planning on going, you are not alone. A lot of folks are going to be showing up. And we have the distinct pleasure of speaking with one of the organizers, Brian Costco. Brian, welcome. Thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Happy 15th anniversary, for starters.
I know. It's pretty crazy. This is actually my 13th. My first day of
wow.
work was the third annual Nelsonville Music Festival back when it was still one day. So,
and
it's been pretty cool to watch it grow.
I guess so. 4 days now. It's Thursday, June 6th through Sunday the 9th. And situated in just one of the little most beautiful little corners of the planet Earth there on the campus of the Hocking College. Tell us a little bit about how you came to the festival and what listeners and festival goers can expect when they go.
Yeah, so I started here. I should mention first off that the Nelsonville Music Festival is presented by and is a full production of Stewart's Opera House, which is a nonprofit historic theater and performing arts center here in Nelsonville, Ohio, on the square, so just a little bit away from the festival. And we operate year-round, not only putting on shows, but also doing a huge amount of arts education in our community. So one thing I always like to mention off the bat is that as a nonprofit organization, everything that's raised at Nelsonville, any money that's raised goes back into Stewart's Opera House, and it goes back into our arts ed programming and the work we do in the community. So it's a different kind of festival in that way, but that's also kind of the way that I came to it, I guess, to answer that question.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I've been the marketing director at Stewart's Opera House since, 2009 or so, and I actually started here as an AmeriCorps Vista before that. So,
oh, right on.
That's cool. How I ended up here. And it's been just about under 12 years for me working at Stewart's and with the festival. And as far as what people can expect, I mean, I think you hit on part of it in saying, you know, the setting, the beautiful setting of the festival. I think that's a big part of it. The other thing that we like to say, besides, you know, a beautiful setting and not a bad place to spend 4 days, is it's really a music festival for people that love music. That is the centered focus of the experience. So you'll see a lineup that's diverse. You'll see a lineup that has a lot of different genres, a lot of different types of music. And
yeah, it's really
different points in their career, too. Yeah,
notable. And, of course, Dayton's beloved Breeders are going to be playing. Death Cab for Cutie, Mavis Staples, who we heard, who, my heavens.
Unbelievable.
It's just what an opportunity to see truly a living legend. Madeline Orange, friends of this show. The Wood Brothers, we're going to hear from them later. Todd Snyder, we heard from him earlier. This kind of, in a lot of ways, these are sort of the core artists that we've been helping support here at Public Radio for throughout the years, but some new ones as well. Darling Side on here, as well as Camp Dogs, Hubby Jinxon's playing, the Orchestra Mendoza. How do you go about, when do you start? Did you start 3 years ago booking these bands?
Well, I have to say, I'm always very proud to say I have nothing to do with the booking. our executive director here, Tim Peacock, who is executive director of Stewart's, and the founder of the festival as well, for the Opera House. Tim handles all the curation, all the booking, both for Nelsonville Music Festival and for Stewart's. And you know, he just really does a great job pulling that lineup together. You mentioned all of those fantastic musicians, and it's both, you know, huge names that are, of course, you know, maybe going to be the thing that catches your attention first when you see the poster or hear an ad or hear about it from a friend. You know, obviously a chance to see, you know, such a diverse four headliners, honestly, even as Def Cab for Cutie, Mavis Staples, Tyler Childers, and the Breeders. That's pretty much covers most genres and types of music for folks. But it is that full lineup, like you said. I mean, it really is the people that are down the card a little bit more, some of the acts that are playing in the afternoon on the different stages. There's so much different music out there. And like I said, I think if you're a music lover, if you're the kind of person that's listening to WYSO and going to places like that for your music, you're going to find not only things that you may have heard about but haven't seen, stuff you've been waiting forever to see, and then all the way down to probably leaving with a few new favorite bands that you hadn't heard of before.
Best kind of festival experience. So it's Thursday through Sunday, June 6th through 9th, the presentation of the historic Stewart's Opera House in the historic village. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so this is a really cool spot that we do the festival on the campus of Hocking College, which is here in Nelsonville. And the Robbins Crossing Historical Village is a group of old cabins that have been restored and moved to the site, but restored and kept up in the old style, I guess. They're on Hawking's campus, and it sort of becomes like our porch stage, which is our second stage besides the main stage. We have the porch stage, the main stage, NoFi Cabin, where folks play, which is one of the buildings at Robbins Crossing. That's where folks play without electricity, all acoustic throughout the weekend. Yeah.
NoFi.
And then we have a boxcar stage, too, which is free and open to the public. It doesn't even matter if you have a wristband or not, and people play there all weekend. But the porch stage and that NoFi Cabin are kind of settled back in Robbins Crossing. And it's really neat. You know, some of those buildings, in fact, we work with our local NPR affiliate, WOUB Public Media here in Athens,
sure,
to do what we call the Gladden House sessions at one of the buildings, which is, of course, called the Gladden House. That's there in that historical village where bands also do interviews and performances, and people can watch them there, but then we record them as takeaway sessions and show them afterwards. So it's really neat to have all these different stages and activities kind of centered around this historic village, and it creates a really cool setting for the event. And, you know, the porch stage back there is so nice. There's trees and shade, you know, a little bit different than the main stage field where, you know, a bigger stage and bigger acts and more people. You can kind of sneak away to not only maybe a porch stage area with less than 1,000 people watching somebody, but go into the NoFi Cabin and maybe watch one of the acts with maybe 30 or 40 people, which is pretty cool.
So people will be, many of these acts will be performing in different iterations.
Yeah, for sure. So you can expect, you know, multiple sets from a lot of the people playing.
Wow.
And at different stages and at different times, those kind of things. And it really is, you know, even though there's multiple stages, it never feels overwhelming. And we like to try to pace stuff out the best we can. I mean, obviously some things overlap, but you really can see all of the performers if you have that, you know, if you have a lot of coffee in you.
and can hustle maybe a bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. We're talking with Brian Kosko. He's one of the organizers for the Nelsonville Music Festival coming up Thursday, June 6th through Sunday, June 9th. It's a presentation of the historic Stewart's Opera House in Nelsonville, Ohio, on the college, the campus of Hawking College. And so when it was just one day, was it all within the Opera House?
Well, no, it actually never took place in the Opera House. The first year when it was one day and our first annual festival took place out on the public square in Nelsonville, right outside of Stewart's.
Okay.
And I wasn't here then when the event started. Like I said, I started on literally my first day of work was the third one, which was the last one day event. And I think the idea was to both bring the work that we do at Stewart's and the way we present shows out into the community to make it more visible. And I think that was part of the idea. And like I mentioned before, it was designed to be a fundraiser by something that could be a little bit bigger. You know, Stewart's is a beautiful venue, which I also recommend people coming and checking out a show at. But it is 395 seats. It's about 460 capacity with some folding chairs brought in the back. You know, so some of the, obviously the huge acts that we've had over the years at Nelsonville, whether it's, you know, Willie Nelson or Wilco or Flaming Lips or, you know, any of the acts playing this year even, or people like John Prine, Loretta Lynn, we couldn't do those shows inside Stewart's, you know.
Yeah.
And so doing the festival kind of opened the door slowly, at least in those first couple of years, towards being able to do something that was bigger, that could have a bigger impact, not only to get folks down for an incredible event, but to raise some funds for Stewart's and also bring people down to Nelsonville and bring people down to Athens County for 4 days so that they can enjoy this beautiful area. And, it, you know, it helps with economic development here, and it helps tell people about this beautiful corner of the state, you know, and it gets them back here over and over again. And so, you know, that was kind of the initial idea, I think, behind it. But the first year it took place here on the public square, and then the second and third years it actually took place behind Rocky Boots, right on the bank of the Hawking River here in Nelsonville. And when I look at any of those places now, the first thought that goes through my head is I cannot figure out how we managed to fill a festival in any of those grounds. I mean, even Robbins Crossing and Hawking College looks much differently when you're looking at it without any of the stuff in it. But it definitely has grown from those first 3 years. It was more of, you know, five or six bands one day, maybe upwards of 1,000 people throughout the day. And now, as you mentioned, you know, 4 days, and we have over 40 acts announced already, and there's still a few more trickling in, and there's music all over the place. So it's
how many people do you expect time around?
We say anywhere between, you know, 6,000 and 7,500 people daily.
Wow.
And that's just, you know, which is huge. I mean, especially compared to having 1,000 people or so in here. But it really, at the same time, for a festival, it's a very manageable personal size. You know, you don't feel at any point, at least this is what we, what something we always are considering as we're planning things and coming up with ideas for stuff. We always want to make sure it feels comfortable, that it feels not overwhelming, that you can get from place to place and you can see whatever you want without feeling like there's too many people or too many options. And so it really is, you know, I hear from a lot of people all the time who come to NMF that they don't normally like other festivals or other bigger outdoor events, but they love ours because there's just something a little bit different about it.
Setting can really just...
Oh, yeah.
Make it. And it is so beautiful in that area. You can find out more and secure your place in that number, in that company, online at nelsonvillefest.org. That's nelsonvillefest, all one word, .org. And that's .org, not .com. This is all about sort of sustaining that artful enterprise and also sustaining sort of artists in the region. I think it's just wonderful what you're doing there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's a good time.
Well, I guess maybe let's meet up in another 5 years when it's a week-long festival.
Yeah, by this rate, if it keeps growing, you know, we'll be up to a 30-day event in no time by, you know, 2045 or something like that.
Just a year long.
Why stop, right?
Brian Kosko, thank you so much for talking with us today. And congratulations on 15 years of a fine, fine festival. And here's to that many and so many more. Again,
thank you so much.
Oh, you bet. NelsonvilleFest.org for more information. So delighted that you're going to have the Wood Brothers. Here's one of their songs right now. Thanks again, Brian. We'll see you there.
All right.
All right.
I know that man, and he sings the blues.